welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Deadline. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Boy, we got to lower that title down. That's a mouthful.
NJGHS tech guru
and producer of The Deadline.
Well, you do produce.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. Can't take that away from you. the show, people. The show. God.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, how have you been?
Good. Playing with my new toy.
You know, we could have talked about this off the air.
What?
What toy?
My iPhone.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I saw the little email you sent me, and on the bottom it says, sent for my iPhone. I'm like, ooh.
I can change that, too.
Oh, really?
Right on the phone, yeah.
So what, you can change it to sent to my iPhone, sent from my iPhone, screw you, Laura? Ha ha.
Ha ha, you don't have one.
One, yeah. Well, it's very sleek. Very nice. Are you going to get a case for it to protect it?
I do have one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah, you shouldn't just be, they get all scratched up. And
yeah, everything. But when I have it in the house, you know, I don't put it in the case. Little one to clip to my belt.
So now you got an iPhone and a Crackberry.
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
One AT&T, one Verizon. So I better get a signal one of the phones somewhere.
Yeah, wow. God, well, I'm still on Verizon. But it works. Can't complain. The only complaint I had was they didn't have the iPhone.
And they never will.
Yeah, I know. They have something now that came out close.
They have the Dare.
The Venus and Dare.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Not the same.
No, if you can't have, well, for me, if I can't have what I want, I don't want anything at all.
And they have a whole bunch of free applications you can download and install on it, too. And
nice. Anything, any other salt you'd like to pour in my wound or be quite finished?
No, we got a whole show, so.
Yeah, that's true. An entire half hour of Laura abuse now.
Works for me.
I know. It does. So, did you hear? This is pretty interesting. In San Antonio, they have unveiled a deal on Tuesday that will make it the first U.S. city to harvest methane gas from human waste on a commercial scale and turn it into clean burning fuel.
It's about time.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. San Antonio residents, get this, produce about 140,000 tons of a substance gently referred to as biosolids, which can be reprocessed into natural gas, said Steve Close. I don't know if he goes by Close or Klaus. Chief Operating Officer of the city's water system. You may call it something else, Klaus said. But for area utilities, the main byproduct of human waste, methane gas, will soon be converted into natural gas to burn in their power plants. The city approved a deal where Massachusetts-based Ameresco Incorporated... Now, don't you love it? Massachusetts comes up with a deal but says, nah, put it down in San Antonio. Ameresco Incorporated will convert the city's biosolids into natural gas, which could generate about 1.5 million cubic feet per day. Well, that's 1.5 million cubic feet, what, of crap or of electricity?
I'm assuming it's natural gas.
Wow. Methane gas, which is a byproduct of human and organic waste, is a principal component of the natural gas used to fuel furnaces, power plants, and other combustion-based generators. The private vendor will come onto the facility, construct some gas cleaning systems, remove the moisture, remove the carbon dioxide content, and then sell that gas on the open market.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, it's about time we...
Get the stock now.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll only rise.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, that's okay. I saw an interesting program on Spike a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
On exactly what a fart is made of.
Really?
Yes.
Do tell.
You have bacteria in your colon, and when they eat the material coming through, they output methane gas, and it builds up, and then you got to release it.
So, the more you're tooting, it means the more of that bacteria you
have. Correct, yep.
Ah, so it's not totally only directly related to what you've ingested.
Well, I'm sure there's probably stuff they eat more than others, but...
Well, a clean colon is a happy colon.
Well, you don't want it too clean. You want that bacteria there.
Well, that's the good bacteria. Yeah. Okay.
So think about it. Oh, millions of little farts making one big one.
All for the common good.
Yep.
Well, you know, something happened. I know we've been talking about things coming up, but this was something that went down. And unfortunately, it was an ex-Belmar police captain. He jumped onto the Garden State Parkway, killing himself. Okay, this was on Route 138 overpass over the northbound roadway of the Garden State Parkway. This took place on September 1st. So, his name was Peter James Van Etten. It wasn't so much that he jumped off the overpass onto the Garden State Parkway. Get this, as the guy is coming down, heading first for that parkway, bam, a bus comes along and slams on. Timing was everything. The guy was thorough. He was 54 years old. You know,
I just wonder if he planned it that way. He saw the bus coming and just kind of timed it.
I don't know if you could plan something that meticulous, down to getting to hitting right on the bus. I mean, windshield face on, slammed. Either way, it caused a 3-mile backup, and people were there for several hours on a Monday afternoon waiting because they had to close the one lane and obviously clean up all this mess. And, oh, yeah, lovely.
Geez, you hit a deer and now you don't know 3-mile backup. That people just keep driving.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the difference?
Well, I guess in this case, there's a big difference. It was, a human being that they had to stop everything, mark everything off and investigate. And,
I'm surprised it was only 3-mile backup.
Must have been a slow day.
Well, it was Labor Day. People coming home.
I'm 3-mile backup for several hours Monday afternoon.
And at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? You figured that there should have been about a 10-mile backup.
Yeah. Well, he was thorough. Definitely thorough. But we have something on a happier note. No less bizarre, but happier. The police officers were called to a South Trenton home Wednesday morning, clearly heard what they thought was a female voice calling out for assistance. Nobody answered the front door. And with seconds ticking away and a dog barking inside the house, a sergeant ordered officers to kick in the door of the Center Street home at about 9:50 a.m. With their guns drawn, officers searched room by room and found no humans in distress. But they continued to hear the pleas for help. In a first-floor bedroom, they figured out the mystery. A caged bird, a cockatoo, that was repeatedly saying, "Help me! Help me! Help me! Help me!" After police officers figured out that there was no alarm, and that they and the 911 callers had been duped by the bird, whose name is Luna, eventually, she introduced herself with a simple, "Hello." And, it's amazing. This was the funniest thing. I didn't get to see the picture. From what I understand, the picture of the bird is kind of front and center, and the owner is kind of in the background. The owner in the picture supposedly had, a house coat on, like one of those old lady house coat things. It's like, lady, if you're going to get your picture taken in the paper, dress up a little, get dressed. Anyway, this woman's bird, the owner is Evelyn DeLeon, and this is, down in South Trenton. She has a 10-year-old blue-eyed umbrella cockatoo who has twice now summoned the police. One time, she sounded like she did the imitation of a baby crying, and neighbors heard this baby crying and called Division of Youth and Family Services, which we call DYFUS here in New Jersey. And DYFUS came out thinking, my God, this is child abuse. They've neglected a baby and left it alone in the house. And no, it was the bird. And now in this particular instance, Evelyn's husband works from home. He has a car driving school that he runs. He gives driving lessons. And what happened was two of his clients showed up. They knocked on the door and they kept hearing, "Help me, help me." And they thought, oh my gosh, and the door wasn't answered, so they called 911. 911 wasn't sure, like, what the problem was going to be, so they dispatched the fire department, a police car, an ambulance, just in case somebody was injured inside. They go and they smash the door open, guns are drawn, they're going through the house, and it's the bird screaming, help me. And then as soon as they fire, she goes, hello! You
know? Damn bird.
Oh, it was just too funny. So, so this bird, you know, the owner even said one time they went away to Atlantic City for the weekend, and somehow the bird got out of its cage, and when they came home, the bird had figured out how to turn on the television. They walk in, and this bird is sitting in the rocking chair watching TV.
Hopefully something good.
So, the owner was quoted as saying, you don't know what I've gone through in the last 10 years. And she just looked at her bird and said, oh, Luna. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, I'm Dan Gordon, co-author of Haunted Baseball, Ghosts, Curses, Legends, and Eerie Events. Baseball and ghost stories are American obsessions. Haunted Baseball combines both with its fun and freaky collection of otherworldly yarns. Collected from baseball players, stadium personnel, front office folks, and fans, the tales told here explore the spooky connection between baseball and the paranormal. I'll be joining the Deadline on an episode in September to discuss Haunted Baseball in depth. In the meantime, if you've had a paranormal baseball experience, send it to the Deadline at njghs.net, the Deadline at njghs.net. The person who shares the best experience that is read on the show will win a signed copy of my book. Battle up.
Hey, welcome back. We have one cemetery hunt left for the year because last weekend, September 6th, we were deluged with rain. Thank you, Hurricane Hannah. And so now it's going to be this Saturday.
And thank you, Hurricane Hannah, for dropping a tornado in Allentown.
You had a hurricane?
A tornado.
A tornado, I mean, in Allentown?
In Allentown, yep.
Cool. Well, anyway, so we've got a makeup one, which I don't think Dina can make, so I'll be taking over. You can meet me in front of Ed's Health Food Store there on Mountain Avenue in Hackettstown at 9 o'clock Saturday, September 13th. There's no rain date. This is it. If it doesn't go off this Saturday night, it's on this 13th of September when we're done for. If you're a newbie to the NJGHS, please let me know that so I can take you with me for training. You have to complete 2 cemetery hunts, which now at this point it's going to be kind of hard. In order to be considered for a private investigative team, you have to be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in this hunt. Make sure you bring your membership cards with you. I have to validate that you're a member. If you've already PayPal'd online but haven't received your membership, just bring a printout of your PayPal receipt. I will be unemployed again next week, so I have plenty of time to catch up on your memberships. So, again, it's from 9 o'clock. We'll be meeting, signing the waiver, and going over protocols, and I'll take the newbies with me, and we'll get to ghost hunt in the Hackettstown Union Cemetery till about 10:30. Right. Now for meetings. Our next meeting is coming up on Tuesday, September 16th. That's the North Jersey Division, headed up by team leader Dina Trico. That's in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This meeting will run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You don't have to be a member to attend our monthly meetings. Just show up. We always have a share and scare segment, so if you got some interesting photographs or recordings and you want to have them reviewed for authenticity, bring them to the meeting. We'll do that during Share and Scare. The Community Center is the same place where we're having our Paranormal Intensive that same week on Saturday, September 20th. Then we have our Central Jersey Division meeting. Now that's October 1st, which is team leader Gregory Irish's birthday, by the way. And Gregory,
is that supposed to be a secret?
No, no. Oh. But Gregory's birthday is October 1st, same night as the meeting. I will be there for that meeting as well, doing the presentation. We had to do a makeup because last month I was supposed to be there and I didn't even get home from work till 8:30 at night. So forget getting that meeting. But this will be in the Hazlitt Library, as always. Gregory and Sherry Irish, the team leaders, will be there. I'll be there. It's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Their meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. So, I'll be there doing a little mini presentation on the protocols of, ghost hunting. So, if you are a newbie member and you haven't made a cemetery hunt, you should show up for this meeting and kind of get at least a round of training, so to say, under your belt. We can move along to Parashare. Okay. Now, Parashare, here you go, people. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to, here's the address, thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit necessary. So that's a $20 value. Or, you may save up to 10 credits and cash them in for a natal chart, which is an astrology blueprint of your birth date, time, and place, and that's a $75 value. Okay, so one credit, and you can cash in and get membership, or save up to 10 and get a natal chart, which is, we'll have your color wheel printed out, all the text printed out, and I go through it and put all my notes and stuff too, so it's pretty cool. Now this week, we have a little different kind of Parashare. It's this is from my buddy Michael Bowser. He's in the Maryland Paranormal Group down in Maryland. I forget the exact name of the team he's on, but it's in Maryland. And I had known Michael via email for a couple years, and it was really nice in July 2007 when we were out at Ghost World, and he came up to me and he introduced himself, and I finally got to meet him in person after all these years of communicating. So that was fun. And, we've kept in touch even still since Ghost World and everything. And
Ghost World.
The Ghost World Conference. Yes, yes. Think way back to a successful weekend that went thanks to a certain... Anyway, so Michael sent me an EVP that he captured on Friday, September 5th in Fort Mifflin in casemate number 5. Let me set this up for you. This is what he wrote to me. He said, the gang went back to Fort Mifflin September 5th, and Dan got this response to a question inside casemate number 5, an underground bunker which is towards the rear of the fort. It's a very active place. Skeptics were sending Mike messages about his recording, so he listened again more closely, as he also finds it hard to believe. And believe me, I heard it. I sent it to Brian. He's heard it. The quality of this is such that it even has its own echo. So it really does sound like it was just another human standing there answering. And the only thing I can tell you personally is I can vouch for Michael. I mean, if he tells me this is the real deal, this is what we captured, I take it on faith from the man, having known him all these years via email, like I said, meeting him in person. He strikes me as a man of integrity and honesty, and I would be very disappointed and shocked if he were trying to pull one over on me. So, in any event, he goes on to say, heard something outside. So I guess they heard something outside the door of casemate number 5, and that's when I asked, is that you? We did hear noises several times outside number 5's door, but not at the time I caught this EVP. I was confused. I was actually snapping pictures in number 5 and captured the two attached below, which I don't have right here, but I captured the big orb first and was surprised by it, as all the other photos from that night were normal. I say, I just caught an incredible orb. I show it to Valerie, then ask, is that you? And then we hear the direct response, that's me. I have included the extended version of the recording. It's less than 30 seconds. You'll hear me first say, listen close, turn it up, I just got an incredible orb photo, followed by the, is that you? And then the EVP comes in, and literally you will hear it say, that's me.
Is that you?
Now, you can hear there's another woman who kind of chimes in, but so it doesn't... You could tell they didn't really seem to recognize that that's me. It wasn't until he played the recording back he knew that that voice was there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm still skeptical about it.
Play it again, please.
I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical on that, especially with the echo.
Yeah,
The echo would only be because the sound was reverberating in the room, mm-hmm. not on the tape.
Well, sometimes I've heard EVPs where they sound like they're talking underwater, or they sound echoey.
Well, this one, it came right after his with an echo, too. I don't know if maybe...
But when the woman is talking in the background, it just sounds like normal.
Right, because I think she was farther away.
Yeah.
We can't say one way or another. We weren't there.
We weren't there, exactly. But if it's the real deal, and I give the benefit of the doubt to Michael knowing him. Like I said, he is a very upstanding person in terms of his ghost hunting and, you know, documentation, so... I would be really crushed if I found out it was bogus and he just was trying to put one over on me. I'd be really hurt, but because it sounds pretty good.
Well, yeah, it does. But like I said, it's that echo.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it sounds crystal clear and right by the microphone.
Well, it could have been. I mean, I've heard people have showed up in the meetings with recordings where the thing was standing, well, not hovering, whatever, right there. And the voice came over loud and clear. So I don't know. Well, you know what? You've heard the EVP twice.
I'm sure you'll put it up on the website.
If I can figure all that out, yeah. But I mean, I can figure it out. But, you know, if I remember, it's more like it. But really, you know, if you have any idea about it, or if you were someone who was there and you want to vouch for it, send us an email. So we'll include that on the next show when we record again. Anyway, So you write it off as a no-go?
Like I said, right off from what I'm hearing, I would have to say no. But that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I could be absolutely wrong. But, you know, if I were just listening to someone brought this to me and I heard that echo, I would say somebody else said it. Somebody else there that was with them.
Hmm. Yeah, it's just weird the way it goes. That's me. There's like a delay. He goes, is that you? And there's a delay. And then you hear it. So it's, I don't know. I think it's pretty, I'll have to, now we know it. Go hang around with Mike. Apparently, if that's the real deal, he gets some pretty kick-ass EVPs.
I'll say.
So, anyway, well, we're going to take a little break here.
Hickory, North Carolina is alive with talk about the dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Schoonover of The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's A Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. Plus, vendors, a hearse contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Lock. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend now.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhemon.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia asked, who was the famous psychic medium who levitated nearly 70 feet above the ground in 1868? Can you believe we had no one even take a shot at this? Not a one.
Why are you shocked?
Jeez, people. His name was Daniel Douglas Hume. Even though it was spelled Home, he was Scottish, and he pronounced it Hume. He pronounced it as if it was spelled H-U-M-E, but it was Home, H-O-M-E. Anyway, Daniel, he was born around March 20th, 1833, and died June 21st, 1886. He was a Scottish spiritualist and famous physical medium, which the reported ability to levitate. Now, I remember hearing about this years ago. At the time when he did this, 70-foot gig, okay, here's how it all transpired. He, was getting pretty famous for his seances and doing that kind of shtick. But this one person tells the story. Here it goes. This person is saying, I was sitting on December 16th, 1868, Lord Adair's rooms in Astley Place, London, Southwest, with Mr. Hume and Lord Adair and cousin of his. During the sitting, they're talking like a seance, a sitting, Mr. Hume went into a trance, and in that state was carried out the window in the room next to where we were, and was brought in at our window. The distance between the windows was about 7 feet, 6 inches, and there was not the slightest foothold between them, nor was there more than a 12-inch projection to each window, which served as a ledge to put flowers on. We heard the window in the next room lifted up, and almost immediately after we saw Hume floating in the air outside our window, the moon was shining full into the room. My back was to the light, and I saw the shadow on the wall of the windowsill, and Hume's feet about 6 inches above it. He remained in this position for a few seconds, then raised the window and glided into the room, feet foremost, and sat down. Now, I remember hearing that this guy actually went out one window, okay, and it's 70 feet above the ground. He went out, went over to the other window, had it lifted up, and came in feet first and landed in the room. I mean, it's enough just to get up off the floor 6 inches, but this guy was actually had, the ability to control it, to go out a window and come in another window. And had it not been for all these eyewitnesses and everything, that is the most interesting thing. A lot of people.
Come on,
say,
Chris Angel, beat that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 1868. There was no kind of cameras and all kinds of stuff that we have in Photoshop today to make that look like what he did. You know. So anyway, he died in France in 1886 and was buried in the Saint-Germain-en-Laye cemetery in Paris. So I think that's pretty interesting. Nobody got it right. Anyway, this week's haunted trivia has a skill level of challenging. What do you call an evil ghost who is denied entrance into the underworld and is doomed to wander the earth? It is greatly feared as this ghost can easily attach to the living. In some cases, it has served as a death omen, much like the Irish banshee, wailing outside the home of someone who is about to die. So, what do you call this evil ghost who is denied entrance to the underworld and is doomed to wander the earth? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt. Hello.
No.
How about that? Speaking of which, did you have a chance to pick up the t-shirts?
You don't read Dreamers?
Not when I'm at funerals and driving all over like a mad woman. No. And I don't have an iPhone or a Crackberry.
I thought I emailed you yesterday. Yeah, I picked them up.
Oh, okay.
The woman remembered me.
Wow. Unforgettable.
And she did show me, and there is the wink.
Oh, the blinky eye.
Yes.
The blinky eye is back. Coolness. We have the right shirts this time. They're black with the logo in white, right?
Yes.
Very cool. So you can win in one of our newly stocked t-shirts. How about that? Well, thank you for picking those up. Don't let me leave here without them, because I need them for the Paranormal Intensive, too. My books, I found out, everything is on order.
Oh, no. If you left here without them, you'd never get them.
Where?
Yeah, because, geez, I'm not going to the Paranormal Conference.
You're going to look great with your butt up around your ears when I'm done kicking it. Right? You're so going to get there. Actually, I have a lot of tasks for you. Now, here's the deal. I should have my hearse back in time, because right now she's at the auto body shop. She's getting body work done. You know, it's amazing. I was driving here thinking about the money I'm sinking into my baby to get her body fixed and everything, and I'm like, damn, I could have gotten my body fixed with what I'm spending. I could have had my tummy tuck, my lipo, but no, let's put it into Jezebel's body. But anyway.
Yeah, a lot more people will be riding that.
This is true. This is so true. We hope, because show me the money, baby. But, in any event, so here's the deal.
Oh, boy.
I want the car back in time. Uh-huh. But it has to get back from the body shop, has to go over to the mechanic so he can do the emissions and fix the horn and slap the past inspection sticker on her. I told the guy, I'm like, I need this kind of quickly because the Paranormal Intensive is coming up. I've arranged with Dave Phillips Music and Sound in Phillipsburg to rent the wireless mic and the board and the speaker again.
Mm-hmm.
And last time when I did all this and I had my little Hyundai, my God, you needed a degree in engineering and space management to get all this equipment into my crummy little car. And I thought, I have the hearse. It'll be so much easier. I can just pull up. The guys can load everything in the back of her and I can drive her. Now, here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
In order for me to avoid another day's rental fee, uh-huh, I have to get all that equipment back to Phillipsburg, Dave Phillips Music Sound, whatever, before 5 o'clock when they close on Saturday, the day of the Paranormal Intensive. Mm-hmm. Now, my workshop, I only have 2 kids signed up for it, so I don't need all that stuff. So when Jane Doherty is done doing past life regression, what I need you to do is pack up all the sound equipment in the hearse and then drive the hearse. Or it would fit in your car, you know, if you mm-hmm. want to put it in yours. If you're not comfortable with driving the hearse, I understand. But if you are, you can drive her out and drop off the stuff before 5 o'clock so I don't get another $60 or $70 charge on me. And then come back to Charlie Brown's, you know, for the dinner, you know, at least have dinner, and then you can head to the bar and whatever. And meanwhile, the rest of us will have finished cleaning up the community center and we're out of there at 5 o'clock. Deal?
Maybe.
Okay. And like I said, if you don't want to drive the hearse,
I'm already I'm waiting for an answer from Dina first.
For what? What? Dina's getting there around 9 o'clock in the morning. The doors will open at 9. We have the place from 8 to 5.
But yes, but if I'm waiting
to
see...
We need to be there around 8 to set up.
I asked her if she's going to be doing the Spirit Circle or going to Charlie Brown's afterwards. Because if not, it would probably make more sense for her to drive out there. Because for me, that's almost me going home.
Mm-hmm. That's I thought you were going to be... Well, at least have dinner and...
Well, I was, but I mean, if I'm going to go out there, I might as well just...
But you'll be out there in the afternoon. The Spirit Circle and dinner doesn't start till 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
So you'll be back
in time. So I'm going to go there and come back and then...
Oh, wah. It's only to Phillipsburg. It takes like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Then you'll be back. You can come to my apartment. You can hang out. You can take a nap. We can both relax and then get refreshed and go down to Charlie Brown's, have dinner, get Jane all set up. I can cut checks, you know. I gave her a check, give a check to Carl.
I'll be at the bar all day.
And then I'll meet you down at the bar. Once I'm done eating, man, it's like, see here, Jane, here you go. Here's your check. I hope you enjoy your stay. Goodbye. Right? We have this down. I think Dina paid to go to the Spirit Circle, so she'll probably be there the whole time. So at least we'll have some NJGHA face representation at it.
But you'll be there.
Well, for the dinner part and setting it, making sure everything's... And I'll be down in the bar if there is a problem. You know where to find me. Curled up next to the Teller More Dew and Coke. What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Those poor guys.
What guys?
You're going to be hitting all over the guys in the bar.
Ew!
Yep, I can see it now.
Ew! I have never in my life, and nor will I start now. Hello, bar flies? Ick.
Yep.
Ick, and we're... No. God, please. I don't care. I mean, there's just not enough alcohol to make that palatable. It's just not. Right?
You never know.
What? There's no one out there for me, Brian. Get that through your head. I've gotten it through my head. I am actually quite comfortable with it. I have just hit this space of total, complete serenity and peace of knowing, you know what? You had your day in the sun, you know? Let it go. Because there's so many other things in life I like to do and places I want to go and, you know.
California?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But I have the—I mean, I'll have my kids, and that'll be an adventure for the three of us, and you know.
Yes, my boss just got back from 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Oh, poor baby.
I know.
Yeah. Why do you have that look on your face? What are you not telling me something?
No.
Did you get laid?
No.
Oh, okay. He has that look.
Oh, wait, if I have that look, I can't look at you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, I want to remind everyone, you know, we're down to the wire for the Paranormal Intensive, so if you haven't, you can register online. We take Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and it's $25 per workshop. It's $60 for the Dinner and Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty, and that includes your dinner, tax, and tip, and the Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty at the Haunted Charlie Brown's in Hackettstown. So this is it. We're 1 week away from it. If, you are down to the wire, a couple of your friends who didn't register online and they want to tag along the day of, it's cash at the door only, no checks, okay? So just make sure you have cash, $25 per workshop. Of course, my book will be there on sale and the NJGHS t-shirts and other books and things that we have. And if you're a member, you'll get 10% off the books that we sell. Jane Doherty will be there with her different things and books for sale. And Carl Petrie has all his movies, like Ghosts of Angela Webb, The Haunting of Danbury House, which yours truly was in as the coroner. So you can pick up all those neat DVDs from Carl and have him autograph them as well. So that'll be good. And before I go, I have to just mention, you know, about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. I was reading in the paper, or maybe it was online, about this 54-year-old man in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, who has OCD that drove him to eat 23,000 Big Macs in 36 years. His name is Don Gorska. Says he hit the milestone last month, continuing a pleasurable obsession that began May 17th, 1972, when he got his first car. Gorska has kept every burger receipt in a box. He says he was always fascinated with numbers, and watching McDonald's track its number of customers motivated him to track his own consumption. The only day he skipped a Big Mac was the day his mother died, to respect her request.
She actually made a request, don't eat.
Don't eat a Big Mac when I flop, you know.
That's a weird request.
Yeah. He's a correctional institution employee and says he doesn't care when people call his Big Mac obsession crazy. He says he's in love with the burgers, which are the highlights of his days. Wow. Well, hey, you know, the man must know Big Macs. If you've consumed 23,000 of them, that's a lot of Big Macs. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I still remember that. Isn't that amazing?
Now we can tell you don't have a life. Now you can start singing TV commercials.
Oh, duh. Yeah, right? I know so many. I forgot. What's the date Supernatural is coming back on the air?
15th?
October?
Is it October? I thought it was September.
Well, Smallville is going to come back, I believe, on the 18th of September. But I didn't see them saying Supernatural coming. Last year, Supernatural didn't start up till October.
I don't know.
Pushing Daisies, that Channel 7, it's an ABC show, is going to come back on October 1st. So, of course, I have to DVR it because I'll be down at the meeting. But that's did you ever get to catch that show,
no.
Pushing Daisies?
No.
Oh, it's great with Ned the Pie Maker. And he has that gift, he can touch someone who just died. He can touch anything that died and bring it back to life, but he has to touch it again before 60 seconds is up so it returns to being dead. If he doesn't do that, the thing stays alive, but something else has got to go in its place. So someone else in proximity will drop dead. So it's he ends up hooked up with a bounty hunter who knows his secret, and the bounty hunter, you know, this detective bounty hunter, they'll just go, they find out about someone who died, and it's a crime scene, and he'll take Ned into the morgue, and Ned will touch the corpse, bring it to life, they can ask a couple questions, and touch it again, and put it back to being dead.
But
it's so good.
Can he touch it again, right afterwards?
No. Once it goes back to being dead, it's dead.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happened was when he had the love of his first kiss he ever had was with Charlotte. And now he finds her. She drowned. She was thrown, you know, a suspicious murder, drowning on a boat and everything. And he touched her and brought her back to life, but it went beyond the 60 seconds. He just didn't have the heart to touch her again and put her back to being dead. So the funeral director, who was taking a crap in the bathroom, died of a massive heart attack. Charlotte got to stay alive, but here's the thing. He still can't touch her. Because if the minute he touches, has any contact with her, she'll die, and that's the end of her, okay? So they had to install, like, a plexiglass divider in the car, so just when they're driving, God forbid if she were to roll over, she'll only hit the plexiglass, and, you know, they have to, like, put Ziploc bags on their hands in order to touch each other, like, if they want to hold hands, or they hold up saran wrap, and they'll kiss through saran wrap, because here he is in love with this woman, and he can't touch her, because he knows it'll kill her. The writing is very good. It's very quick-witted. Charlotte's aunts are weird, and they're just too funny. Anyway, it's a good show. It's going to be on again on ABC Network October 1st. So you should check that out, and we'll find out when Supernatural's coming back on. I know they're having another convention out in Chicago. It's coming up.
And you're not running out there?
No. At some point, I'm going to, definitely.
Well, while you're in California, you should get his address.
Whose address?
With Jensen Ackles.
Well, they film up in Canada, I think.
Well, so, but I'm sure he lives out in L.A.
I don't know. Well, anyway. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dean Trico. Of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.